like rain. And it feels like rain. So batten down the hatches, babe. Leave your heart out on your sleeve. It looks like we're in for stormy weather. And that ain't no cause for us to leave. Just lie here in my arms. Like rain. Baby, can you feel it? Feel it? Feel it? Feel it? Feel it? Yeah.
I'll drown in. every day. Yeah, yeah.
São Vicente, nasce alegria, nasce sabura, vão caputo fazer ideia, se na carna malar amassar. Tcham conchia São Vicente, nasce alegria, nasce sabura, vão caputo fazer ideia, se na carnaval era machado. São Vicente é um brasilinho, cheio de alegria, cheio de cor. Nesses dias de loucura, cá tem guerra e carnaval, nesse mora beza sem igual. São Vicente é um brasilinho, cheio de alegria, cheio de cor. Nesses dias de loucura, cá tem guerra e carnaval, nesse mora beza sem igual. Não tem um festinha mais sossego, da doicita vou poder entrar. Qualquer bafa que tá faltando, hoje é dia de carnaval. Não tem um pistinha mais sossego, cabo e cita vão poder entrar. Qualquer bafa que tá faltando, hoje é dia de carnaval. São Vicente é um brasilinho, cheio de alegria, cheio de cor. Nestes dias de loucura, cá tem guerra e carnaval, nesse mora beza sem igual. São Vicente é um brasilinho, cheio de alegria, cheio de cor. Nesse três dias de loucura, cá tem guerra e carnaval, nesse mora beza sem igual.
Oh, in India, we're all the right. legs if you're a fool all home. When I read in the Middle East, they traded some for a hostage release. Now if you're bored, it'll give you hair. If you've got straight trousers, it'll give you flares.
I was scared when I lost my mother. my father, my brother, my sister. Otherwise, no. I guess it's gonna sound kind of weird. I'm not scared for myself for dying. Because I believe all of this is all temporary. This is just one shell. Because we Hawaiian, we live in both worlds. I don't know if you can relate to this. We live on both sides. So it's kind of like if I went now, that's all right. I'll go set the table for you guys. Keep this too hot because we cannot help it, bro. It's in our veins. It's the cocoa that flow in our body. We cannot help it.
It's him or me. That's what he said, but I can't choose.
You are listening to Spoiler Alert Radio, conversations on the craft of filmmaking. I'm your host, Tony Pinocchia. On this episode of Spoiler Alert Radio, we speak with Flemish cinematographer Robrecht Havart. Robrecht studied cinematography at the RITCS School of Arts in Brussels and worked early on in shorts and documentaries before moving into feature, film, and television, both in Belgium and internationally. He has collaborated with many notable directors on multiple projects, including Robin Pront, On the Ardennes, and Zillion. Robrecht has a long-running relationship with the director duo Adil and Bilal, having shot their three Belgian features, Gangsta, Black, and Image, before working on Bad Boys for Life and Bad Boys Ride or Die, as well as the more recent Seven Dogs. His other collaborations include working with director Tim Melance, first on the Belgian war drama Will, and more recently on Steve, starring Cillian Murphy, and with animator Jeremy Clapin on his live-action film Meanwhile on Earth. Robrecht has been nominated for 7 Ensor Awards, the Flemish Oscar, winning for The Ardennes and Will. He more recently completed shooting Mel Gibson's The Resurrection of the Christ. Welcome, Robrecht Havart, to Spoiler Alert Radio.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Thanks for the invite.
Awesome. All right, well, can you talk a little bit about your background and how you developed an interest in film generally and photography in particular before deciding to pursue that as a career?
Well, as a young person, I was always interested in music and film. Well, you could say I was a film enthusiast, but not in the sense that I studied it or I knew how to make a film. I was just enjoying the final result. And because of that, I never really considered film as a potential career path. It's also because, well, coming from Belgium, there's a very limited film industry. And also, like, as a young person, I wasn't really interested at the behind the scenes or what goes into the making of a film. So I was more thinking about pursuing a career in music or producing music. But actually, my talents were never really there. So more by accident, because a friend of a friend studied audiovisual techniques, it was called, at a film school in Brussels, I ended up being there. And in the first year, I thought I was more interested in sound and music. But actually, within a few weeks, I noticed that actually photography, lights, cameras, lenses was way more interesting for me. So that's how I ended up there. And I'm glad I did. So it was more of a coincidence. And at the same time as I was studying in film school, I spent most of my days as a projectionist in several smaller theaters, art house theaters, in and around Brussels. So that got to show me a lot of films. So I've projected these films, and some of those films in those days, I've seen them 20, 30, sometimes 40 times. So I think that was a real eye opener. And well, after you see a film a couple times, you tend to notice different things. So you're more focused on the technical aspects of it all. And I got into the groove, and then on film school, more than the lessons or the academic part of it, I ended up making a lot of films with fellow students or fellow film enthusiasts, because a lot of people I met in those days, they weren't necessarily on the same film school. They just happened to be in the same arena or in the same city. So in that era, I played a lot and we experimented a lot with films, music videos, short films. And I met a lot of people in those days that I still work with, like Adil and Bilal, with whom I've made 6 or 7 films, and Robin Pront, on which I'm working now on the third feature together. So we go a long ways. I got lucky a few times and I had a lot of fun along the way.
So an earlier film you shot, which won an Ensor Award, was The Ardennes, about the relationship between Kenny, who has just been released from prison, and his brother Dave, who is involved with the crime that sent Kenny away, and is now involved with his girlfriend. The film has a cool and bleak palette with occasional pops of color. For example, Kenny's red jacket. Can you talk about the thematic use of color here and how the Ardennes forest location tied into that?
Well, we knew from the very start that we wanted to do something dramatic and bleak in terms of settings and mood. So since a big part of the story took place in mountainous forest areas, which is like the south of Belgium, which have a lot of these pine trees, and in the winter, we shot in the winter, they tend not to be green. They rather have those bluish pines. So I think the color of those pine trees really dictated the color palette of the film, which is drained in like a cool green bluish tone. And then during the shoot, we got really lucky because it started snowing halfway through the film, which caused a lot of logistical nightmares. But I think it looked great because Belgium is known for having really bad weather, but it's not really known for having snow. Belgium doesn't have ski resorts, for example. So snow is pretty rare. So we were very lucky to get snow for those few weeks when we shot in the south of Belgium. So all of that bluish cyan sauce is countered with some red accents. So you mentioned, yeah, the main character, Kenny, he has like a bright, almost blood red bomber jacket. And we have other accents of red throughout the movie. For example, the car, well, it's partly a road movie. So a lot of it takes place in and around the car. The